this Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. We're having issues with a lot of these games. Picks are today, everybody knows that, coming up at the end of the show. And this is one of the more complicated games to figure out. So hopefully Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV, one of our Cowboys insiders, can help us make some sense of what to expect between Wyoming and Air Force, two of the more mind-boggling teams, I believe, in the Mountain West Conference, Ethan.
Yeah, none of it makes sense.
No.
An Air Force team with a bad defense and good at passing?
Yeah. I mean,
what are you talking about?
It's wild, man.
It is absolutely wild. I mean, good on Troy Calhoun to, you know, be able to adjust and adapt to the talent that he has. I mean, other than the defensive side. But on the offensive side, I mean, it just shows that I guess he's willing to break away from the Air Force traditional offense if he's got the pieces to do something different. And then Wyoming, you know, third quarter last week, everybody, including myself, was like, all right, going into another depressing press conference. And then a miracle fourth quarter happens. And we're like, where has this team been this whole season? It is really hard to make sense of what to expect come tomorrow.
Well, I mean, the interception, you know, that interception by Braden Johnson was kind of right. Everything you just said, that play kind of defines Wyoming. I mean, the ball was bouncing all over the place, and then bam, right in his hands, and he takes back, completely flips that game upside down. But sometimes you need those things to change the course of your season.
I mean, sometimes you just need a little bit of luck, right? You know, Scott Van Pelt says it all the time. Things get weird in Laramie. I mean, a lot of that reminded me of two seasons ago when they went undefeated in War Memorial, but that's because, you know, sometimes a good break went their way in the fourth quarter, you know, blocked field goals, interceptions, things like that. But also, 2 years ago, we had a really unfortunate game in Falcon Stadium. You got a couple missed field goals, and that's why you lose the game.
Talking to Ethan Bird, trying to make sense of this one. For the Cowpokes, for the Cowboys this weekend against Air Force. And you started to see in that fourth quarter, you know, the interception happens, and then a lot of things start opening up suddenly. Caden Anderson ended up with 300 yards passing, two beautiful touchdown passes. And then, of course, Kelman's touchdown run. That touchdown at the end might be one of the best runs I've seen all year.
It might be one of the best runs in Wyoming history.
Yeah.
I mean, he went full on beast mode. It broke four tackles, juked out pretty much the whole secondary, and put the game on ice. I mean, it was a special moment because, I mean, he was not supposed to score right there. He was supposed to take it to the hash so that Eric Sandvik had a better shot at it. He said, oh, no, I'm going to do it myself. And Teron's he's a great kid. So I was really happy for him in that moment because that's going to be an iconic moment from this whole season. And I think it really stems from the belief and the hope that these guys have in each other. And I think it only builds on that. And we'll see if that translates into tomorrow.
Ended up scoring 35 points against San Jose State. It feels like they're going to have to do probably a little more than that to beat Air Force. Mm-hmm. Air Force, I say this. Like they've got to be one of the best bad football teams in college football right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to score at least 40 against this Air Force team, I would think. I mean, last time we saw them score 40 was Caden Anderson's first game as a starter against New Mexico in a shootout. But I don't think a shootout really favors this Wyoming team. You know, we haven't seen them perform elite offense really this year. Yes, last week we saw some good things. A win cures a lot of things, but that doesn't forgive everything that we've seen so far this season. I mean, well, only I think 21 of those 35 points comes from the offense. Only 21 of those points because you have the punt return from Deion DeBlanc
which
and the
beautiful.
Pick six. You're going to take all of the defensive and special team scores that you can get, but this offense is really going to have to open it up.
And you, what's your confidence level that that can happen this weekend? It's a big game for Wyoming. If you beat Air Force, suddenly you're 2-1 in the conference, and you've got big picture stuff on your mind. You've got potentially a path to getting into the Mountain West Championship. That's how big this game is.
If they don't pull off the win against San Jose State, my confidence level very low. My confidence level, I would put it at lukewarm now. In this offense, they showed good things, but you've got to show good things consistently. And I think Jay Johnson actually called a really good game for the most part last week. But it gets to a point where the execution has to be there, and we've seen some really special sparks of execution from this Wyoming offense. But it's all just come in pretty primarily the second half. And against an Air Force team like this, you can't go down early against an Air Force team like this. The beautiful throw and catch from Anderson to Michael Fitzgerald in that first quarter last week, you're going to have to see a lot more of that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've just kind of been waiting to see it all connect. They have some interesting pieces, but it just always looks a little bit off, and they say a game of inches, all that, and that's unfortunately been the issue for Wyoming. Offensively, at times you look at it and think maybe they're starting to figure it out, and then you have 3 or 4 possessions in a row that are pretty clunky.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a perfect game for them. I believe in this defense through and through. The growth that Aaron Bull has had as defensive coordinator throughout this season has been really awesome to watch. And this defense has really showed up, especially last week. They got exposed a little bit, especially in that first quarter when you think Scudero's going to change the world. But they settled in. They made the adjustments with 2 backup safeties in there. And Andrew Johnson's going to be back this week. And I think this defense, you're playing a very different team, but I think that they could play Air Force as tough as anyone has this season.
Do you see them slowing this thing down for Air Force then? Air Force, again, they're 0-4 in the conference. I mean, they're pretty much just playing spoiler at this point. But every time I watch Air Force, I'm thinking, why are they so? Oh, yeah, their defense. Because they're the most exciting games of the games we follow, because it's going to be Air Force scores quickly. Their opponent scores quickly. It's going to be back and forth. Air Force put up 48 against UNLV. But they've scored a ton. I mean, they're averaging around high 30s, it seems like. Can Wyoming put a dent in that?
I really think the defense can do that. I mean, it's going to come down to that first possession. If you don't get a stop in that first possession, then you're going to find yourself in a bad spot, and that's where we're going to figure out exactly where this defense matches up. But I think they match up really well.
All right, so I'm looking at this game, and I always ask you, where you're leaning on this one. The Cowboys are 4.5-point dogs on the road, not too far on the road, but on the road nonetheless. Do the Cowboys cover that? Do the Cowboys win this game?
I think they've got a shot to cover that. I like 4.5. This game very well could come down to a field goal. Wouldn't be very surprised by that. But I think what you've got to be most confident in is that total. At 57.5, I don't think that I think that gets smashed in the first quarter or first half almost.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, Air Force is, they're going to probably score. We'll just see. I mean, if you just looking at it, you think, oh, Air Force probably going to score 30 again. But who knows? This could be one of those odd games where Wyoming's defense does what we kind of expect them to do, and they can really shut down Air Force. And maybe this is the weekend, too. The Cowboys find that offense, and it could be the perfect storm for this team.
Yeah, I mean, you hope so, especially because covering wins is more fun than covering losses, especially when you've got to travel 2.5 hours down south on I-25 to do it. But I've got to ask you really quick before we go, Brady, do you think this is a rivalry game?
I think it's a rivalry game. I don't think it's like... It's not Wyoming CSU, right? It's not that.
Yeah.
But I guess I would say kind of.
Yeah, I think it's got a little extra to it. I've got a different background on this because my granddad, Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force, he taught at the academy. He was the eligibility officer for the football team. So we went to a lot of Air Force games. Yeah, Troy Calhoun will never admit its rivalry whatsoever. And it's not nearly as big as the Commander in Chief games, but, you know, growing up, season tickets, going to those games, there are two games that you didn't miss, no matter the weather, and that was CSU, and that was Wyoming. And especially when we get into the new Mountain West, who is your regional rival?
Yeah, well,
Air Force and Wyoming, the two front range teams. This game does, no matter what anybody says, I think this game does mean more and always has meant more because it's two tough-nosed front-range football teams.
And now does it kind of, now probably both programs, both fan bases are going to try to make this even a bigger rivalry now because that's, now we know Wyoming and CSU, they kind of worked it out. They're going to be playing each other still, but in the conference, it obviously means a lot more. So you got to wonder if now we're really trying to, you know, emphasize this as a major rivalry.
Yeah, and they're always, almost always fun, weird football games. And that's what breeds rivalries, right? You know, the tradition of it, you know, how long we've been playing each other. You can't deny it anymore, and it's kind of driving me nuts that Air Force is.
Yeah, I'm excited about this game. Certainly a very interesting prospect for us this weekend. I mean, it could be, it'll probably be like Air Force defense steps up, but they can't score. And then Wyoming's offense, who knows, man? It could be one of those wacky games.
It's going to be like 14-7.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something if that's the way this thing goes?
Yeah, college football's weird, man.
Hey, here's one for you. Troy Calhoun. He's been so successful with Air Force. Obviously, last year was rough, and then this year's kind of what it is. But I was thinking about this the other day. Like, wonder why that guy stuck around. I mean, he probably had other opportunities at some point.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. My family has a good relationship with Troy. They had a good relationship with Fisher DeBerry. I mean, two guys who stuck around for a long time. I mean, it's hard not. It seems like it's a culture that, you know, they stick around in because they're supported by the people around them, and he's proven that he can have a high level of success at Air Force. This year has been weird. Last year was even more disappointing. But he's definitely gotten bigger offers because if he can be successful at Air Force with the limitations that you have, that means you're a pretty darn good coach. But I mean, he's been coaching the wishbone, whatever they want to call it now, for a long time. So I'm wondering how he would adjust to doing that. If he could do that at a different program, or if he'd have to become a completely different offensive coach.
Yeah, I'm curious because again, his name, you know, with all the Jay Norvell stuff, there's a lot of names that pop up, and Troy Calhoun's name pops up randomly. I don't know if that's where I'd go, but it's just kind of food for thought. Just kind of fascinating.
Oh, I don't think he'd ever go to CSU.
No, probably not.
that would be a shock.
They would hate him forever there in Colorado Springs.
Yeah. I mean, look at how much Reno hates Jet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and that's not even a rivalry. I guess Nevada kind of maybe starting to view it as a rivalry, but it's going away.
That's not a rivalry.
Yeah, no, not at all. Ethan, my man, always appreciate the insight. Let's see what happens. For Wyoming's sake, I hope they can pull this off because I want to talk about how, you know, if CSU beats Hawaii this weekend, suddenly that game, obviously the boot, everything that goes into it, but that game has a little extra juice because the winner of that game sets themselves up for hopefully an exciting finish in the conference race.
Let's get weird at the border war.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me go longer today. No,
great stuff by you, my friend. No, anytime. Ethan, appreciate it, my man, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, you have a good one, man.
Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV. I just don't know. Is this the game that Air Force wakes up defensively? Because they've gone up against, you know, some pretty darn good football teams. Or at least we think. We don't know if UNLV is any good. I mean, they're undefeated, Mike, but the schedule is what it is. Hawaii, they caught Hawaii at an interesting time. You know, they lost to Boise State. I think Utah State's pretty good. Is that, were they just a victim of a really, because who knows, UNLV could go on and run the table. They play Boise State this weekend, Mike, so that's a big game. That's a test right there. I'm going back and forth on this, because on one hand, I could see Air Force getting some stops against Wyoming's offense that really hasn't done much this year. And then their offense just keeps doing what it's doing, and this could be a major blowout. But maybe Wyoming's defense keeps it close, and then an offense takes that momentum from the fourth quarter against San Jose State, and they really go forward, and maybe even they could blow out Air Force. I don't know why I keep thinking this might be a blowout one way or the other.
The evil part of me wants this game to be 6-3.
Because we're all talking about Air Force's offense and the over and all that stuff.
Yeah, I just want everybody to be miserable. All the people who are betting the over, I want them to be like 6-3 in the fourth quarter. What's going on?
Oh, this conference is weird. So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. But every time I think Air Force is going to slow down and just get blown out in a game, they just keep scoring. They just keep scoring.
You buy this conference at Dunkin' Donuts.
What? Oh, because they're cupcakes? Is that
no, because they're all a bunch of donuts. They're not cupcakes. Cupcakes are below donuts.
Okay, thank you. 21 minutes after the hour. Brian Howell's going to join us from Buff Zone. The Buffs are off this week, but they're coming off a big win against Iowa State, so they get to kind of enjoy that a little longer. What does Brian think of... I think we're out of the race, right, for the Big 12, but are they a bowl team? And I think a lot of Buffs fans, given how this season has gone, would take that at this stage. But they still have a very tough task ahead of them the rest of the way. 22 after the hour, it's the whole show. We're powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Don't sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red-hot takes. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.